everything has changed. During the 2 months of the eclipse season, and more particularly around the full solar eclipse, in April. Can you feel that? It's not entirely new, like you don't know it, you're not aware of it. One would rather say that it's a renewed relationship with yourself. The planet Earth. All beings living on it, and all things present. It's both very subtle and terribly obvious. This communality is constant giving and receiving from one another. Exchanges, sharing with all aspects of life, gross or subtle. In our multiple being, during this experience on Earth. Radical reconnection, essential reconnection. as if we had been unplugged. And plugged back in. Listen attentively. Notice the countless movements coming and going in you, around you. The seamless flow between what you used to call inside and outside, up and down and back and front. Notice the permanence, impermanence of flows, currents, streams. Listen in between and dive into the mycelium of life, human mycelium. Notice how similar, dissimilar, external, internal perceptions are. You live in another world. Your gaze catches a reality that is multiple. Countless movements and interactions with all things and beings surrounding you. You being constantly reconfigured and re-patterned. Tuned, upgraded, according to the vibrations you are operating on, the frequencies you hold. There are people, there are things, there are beings around you, in your life, in your dreams, in your past. But where you live is more in the connective tissue that keeps them all together, that mycelium. You're being informed you're being supported you're being nurtured and nourished You're being uplifted again and again. A new type of intelligence activates your being There is togetherness, multiple layers of sharing, a sense of wholeness and belonging. Gravid matrix of potentials, breeding, creations, manifestation. Yours, theirs. Common to all. And there's that amazing stillness. It is so comforting. So supportive. To be part of the human mycelium. feel, become aware of the slightest adjustments in your physical, emotional, mental being. Notice the landing of your spiritual self in that obvious presence to what is there, wherever you are, whatever is happening. The material world doesn't always reflect the quality, the intensity, the validity of our connection. And by the way, it's pointless to try and figure out why. Great expansion. Heart opening. A spacious space appearing. Notice the vibration. Rest in that vibration, settle, relax, enjoy, and expand even more, even further. This type of intelligence derives from settling. Really grounding in that physical experience we are having. It's key. Our multidimensional being entering that dimension of reality where we live on the planet through the hole of the needle of our physical self. and everything and anything is possible. In that living network of coincidences and synchronicities. It all depends on the flavor of your being at a given moment. A wonderful presence and openness so fulfilling. And a radical engaging a commitment to being part of that whole. The human mycelium interconnected with plant world, animal world, mineral world, the earth, the self, the cosmos. Just other dimensions and other path streams, qualities of consciousness. Hold still. Being aware of the incoming and outgoing flows. Not a second are you alone by yourself, let down, isolated. Yes, you are alone. In a sense that you are that unique spark. among the myriads of other sparks of light in the sky. Yes. But you are part of the dance. You are creating the magic of togetherness. Because essentially, we are all together, one whole. Great reawakening, stabilizing, we remember we take our position and become those shining lights. Illuminating the earth, illuminated by the earth, the mineral world, plant world, animal world, and other kingdoms. We've got that intelligence.